السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today that we continue with our tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran, Surah Mu'minun, chapter number 23 and verse number 109. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَلَا أَنْصَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذِي وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ When the trumpet will be blown on the day of Qiyamah by Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu salam, then there will be no relationship and no family ties. Hence Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam informed Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, inform other members of the family, Saluni ma shi'tum. Ask me now what you want from me, because tomorrow on Day of Justice, everyone will be concerned with their own deeds and own actions. Me and you are ordinary mortals and human beings. Imagine Anbiya, messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam, the best of all Almighty Allah's creation. They will be weeping and begging and saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, what will happen to me? I'm concerned about myself. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam begging, weeping, beseeching Almighty Allah jalla wala, ummati, ummati. And Almighty Allah jalla wala gave the great tidings to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. And soon, meaning in the distant future. Obviously, the verse was revealed during the lifetime of the Master, alayhi salatu salam. So distant future, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Jalla Wala will please you by giving you so much. Whoever has Iman and Islam, you intercede for them. And with the barakah and blessing of your intercession, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they'll be removed from the pit of hell and Jahannam. Did we ask Almighty Allah today for the shafa'ah intercession of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those people of my ummah who committed major sins. Daily we should beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the day of Qiyamah, we should beg Almighty Allah jalla wala and state, وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, do not disgrace and humiliate us on that day of justice. That is a Quranic dua, and each one of us should try and memorize it, teach it to our children and students. Surah 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 194. Surah 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 194. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us a dua. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Do not disgrace and humiliate us on the day of justice, O Almighty Allah. So therefore that day, each one of us will be concerned of ourselves. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The person who has Iman and Islam, and he or she did righteous deeds, and that scale is heavy, then that person is successful. Everlasting bliss and everlasting enjoyment for that person. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. And whosoever scales are gone, now that they are not the ones that are supposed to be strong, they are weak in this sense, they are light. The good deeds are very, very few, and the vices are much more. There is kufr and blasphemy, there is shirk and polytheism, there is nifaq and hypocrisy. The kalima was read by the tip of the tongue, and nothing in the inner recesses of that person's heart. Then those are the people whose scales are gone very, very light. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They are the failures. And they will dwell and stay in Jahannam, the hellfire, forever. And forever, forever is mentioned in the Noble Quran in Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64, 65. Chapter 33, verses 64, 65. Today we have some people who say they are Muslim, but they think that the non-Muslims will also one day be forgiven. Oh, Jahannam, the hellfire will perish. All that is incorrect. And remember, the Quran is clear on this topic. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Surah 33, verses 64, 65, I'm reading. Verily Almighty Allah curses the non-Muslims, those who are sane and mature, and they died in that state and condition. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. For them Allah has prepared the burning blazes and the fire and the furnace. They will dwell and stay there forever, أَبَدًا. لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. No helper, no protector for them. When they enter Jahannam, Allah forbid, تَلْفَحُ هُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ. Their faces will be burned by the fire. So the fire will be burning their bodies and faces, and they will feel the terrible pain and discomfort. Excruciating pain they will experience, and every time that skin burns, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ. Today they speak of skin grafting. Almighty Allah spoke of this already thousands of years ago, where the skin of the person is burnt, and then it will be replaced by another layer of skin. Did not our messengers come to you? Did not our verses come to you? Tutla alaykum. Our verses were being recited to you by the respective anbiya and messengers. Fakuntum biha tukadhibun. You are the ones who refuted and rejected and denied it. You were the ones, now they will say, Rabbana ghalabat alayna shiqwatuna wa kunna qawman dhalin. They will say, O Allah, our evil side, that overtook us and overpowered us. Yes, we are a people who are astray. Give us another chance. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. Please remove us from this burning furnace and fire and Jahannam. Then if we repeat this crime and perpetrate this crime, then we are zalim. Allah say, no. I gave you enough opportunity and chances. You already the zalim. I explained to you in the previous lesson this word ikhsa'u. Qalaqsa'u is kalimatu zajrin lil kalb. When a dog or a puppy comes, then we have one word in our colloquial English Afrikaans. It starts with a V. So that's the exact word here. Ikhsa'u. So in English we'll say, get out, get lost. Fiha, you go back to Jahannam and stay there and you'll never come out. Wala tukallimuni. And never speak to me again in this regard. So imagine the punishment would not be decreased, and nor will they find an exit route. So whenever we read these type of verses, we should be begging, beseeching Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, and protect us from the hellfire and Jahannam. Today's lesson, Surah 23, Surah Mu'minun, verse 109. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي. Indeed, there is a group of my servants, my special servants and slaves. يَقُولُونَ. They are uttering, pronouncing, announcing. What do they say? In their dua, they cry to Allah. رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرَحَمْنَا. Oh, beloved Allah, Rabbana means Ya Rabbana. Oh, our beloved Allah, sustainer, nourisher, provider. The more in dua we say Rabbana, Rabbi, Rabbana, this type of words, is to show our humility, is to show that Ya Allah, every moment, every second of my life, I am dependent on you. Rabbana amanna, we brought iman on you, we have faith in you, conviction in you, you are the maker, you are the breaker, you are the only creator, the only soul owner, Ya Allah, of the entire creation and universe. Faghfir lana, O Allah, the past, the present, forgive us. Warahamna, O Almighty Allah, the future, envelope us in your mercy. Wa anta khairur rahimin, and you are the best one to show mercy to of those who show mercy. So you are the most merciful one to show mercy, Ya Allah. So we beg you, beseech you, envelope us in your mercy. Now a dua like this, we should be learning, reciting, especially now, when 15 Shaban is about to approach, then the month of Ramadan. Rabbana amanna faghfir lana warhamna wa anta khairur rahimin. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam came back and he found his brother Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, and the people had gone back to their kufr and shirk and worshipping the calf. He was infuriated, that is Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and he asked his brother that how come you did not prohibit them. And now he went into a rage, and then he begged Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Listen to the dua Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam recited, and his brother said Ameen on. So that is the type of dua we should be learning. قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِأَخِي. He said, Ya Allah, forgive my brother. Obviously, Anbiya, messengers, alayhimu salatu salam, are ma'soom, are protected from sins and vices. But they beg Almighty Allah, in case there was an error in judgment, in case there were any mistakes. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O Almighty Allah, include us in your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Surah 7, Surah A'raf, verse 151. A dua like this. You, your children, everyone should learn. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Daily, every moment, we are living on the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, enjoying all these bounties that are ever recurring, showering upon us. So learn this dua, Surah 7, Surah A'raf, verse number 151. The mercy of Almighty Allah has no limitations. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِيَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Now these people to whom the message was given, Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam gave the true message, conveyed it, propagated it. These people made a mockery of the message and the messenger. So Almighty Allah states, فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًّا. You the people, the addresses, the mushrikeen, the kafirin, the polytheists, and those who were the non-Muslims, you made them, you made the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu salam, those who were inviting you towards the truth. and is not confined to the messengers. Today any person invites to the truth. People mock and scoff at them, so this verse is applicable. فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًّا So hence you made them. You see the fa there, fa-e taqib, which means subsequently, thereafter, consequently, that this is what you did. So you made them into a mockery. You turned them and took the opportunity to mock and scoff at them. And so kum dhikri, so much so that they, the party you joined, they made you forget my remembrance. You had no time to say once, La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, mashallah. Nay, Allah did not feature in your vocabulary. That is the crime of secularism. Secularism, al-almaniya in Arabic, means to develop, promote, advocate a godless society. And that is what you see today's world and the mass media is doing. Every vice today is glorified, whether it's abortion, whether it's fornication, whether it's adultery, whether it is homosexuality. Every vice you can think of, remember, is promoted and advocated at government level. And this is called the progress of modern human being. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The Quran says for such people, ulaika kal an'am, they are like animals, nay, bal hum adal, even worse than animals. Human being has not relegated themselves to that level, but this masterpiece, he and she have relegated, debased themselves to that level. Hatta ansawkum dhikri. Hence the group you associated with, they are the ones who made you forget my remembrance. Wa kuntum minhum tadhakun. And you were the people laughing, mocking at them the true Muslims. You call them orthodox. Backward, they don't understand the modern challenges, they don't understand the modern era. All this type of nonsensical talk they will speak. Remember today's world, no country is their peace in the true sense of the word. Because today's human being has chosen a path of disaster and destruction. Once you detach and divorce yourself from divine rights, and your emphasis is only on human rights, then that society and community is doomed to destruction. Islam gave us a system where we have divine rights, the rights of Creator Almighty Allah, where we have the rights of creation, not only human rights. So animal rights, the rights of Malaika, angels, the rights of creation, jinn, everyone, the plants, the environment, so the entire creation, Allah has given them rights. So that is what Islam is preaching and teaching. So if we want peace, Allah, behold, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ In the dhikr of Allah, when we read Quran Sharif, when we say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa, Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Istighfar, we beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness, then that the heart is receiving its nutrition. And the nutrition of the heart is the dhikrullah. Then this human being will find peace. Today, majority of the population in affluent countries are obese because they only eat, drink and sleep. But remember that they still can't find peace because their souls are now malnourished. Islam gave us a system where we nourish the soul and the ruh, where we nourish the body, and where we lead a balanced lifestyle, where we fulfill the rights of Creator and creation simultaneously. Underscore and underline simultaneously. That is what Islam is teaching us. So today you will find people going to one extreme, people only worshipping Allah and then trampling on the rights of creation. Other people only fulfilling the rights of human beings, so-called rights, and then not bothered about Almighty Allah and the laws of Allah. So that is why Almighty Allah tells us, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَا. Whosoever turns away from my remembrance, I will make this world a wretched, miserable place for you. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَعْمَى. We will resurrect you on the day of justice blind. That person will appeal and request and ask Allah. قال ربي لما حشرتني وقد كنت بصيرا. Ya Allah, I could see. How come I'm blind today? لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. My verses came to you and you abandoned it, you forgot it. How many a person learned 5 Jews, 10 Jews, 15 paras? Today they forgot everything. Tomorrow, my young brother, my young sister, you wake up blind because you will be abandoned. So every day take out time to remember Allah. Dear Allah, I cannot thank you enough for your ever-recurring bounties and favors. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. The hadith mentioned by Ibn Kathir rahimahullah under Surah Yasin and Surah Mulk. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is my ardent and heart's desire, every one of my ummah should know Surah Yasin, Surah Tabarak, Surah Mulk by heart. You should memorize it. So you were laughing, mocking at the true believers, the pious servants of mine. Inni jazaytumul yawma bima sabaru. Today indeed I will reward them. Jazaytuhumul yawm. Indeed I will reward them. Bima sabaru. Because of their endurance and patience. Endurance and patience on good deeds. They continued. They did not bother and concern themselves with the criticism. With the sabr and patience of staying away from vices and sins and casinos and women and what have you. From the patience and endurance staying away from riba and interest and zina and fornication and adultery. From alcohol and drugs. Bima sabaru. And once sabr, when a calamity came, they did not complain. They said, it is the decree of Almighty Allah. They accepted it and were pleased with it. Bima sabaru annahum humul faizun. Hence, these are the only ones who are successful. So when people mock at us, when people scoff at us, they tell us we are terrorists, they tell us all these crazy names, we know is not true, but they want to hijack Islam for their ulterior motives and hidden agenda. So we need to teach and educate them that, oh person, you are digging your own grave and you will land up in Jahannam and the hellfire. You are doing so at your own peril. How many a person came? They wanted to remove Islam and the Muslims from the face of this earth. But end of the day, the Quran has told us, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Verily, Ya Rasulullah, the one who hates you, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, or hates your message, huwa al-abtar. He will be cut, he will be crushed, he will be decimated, annihilated. Abu Jahal came, Abu Lahab came, so many enemies came today. Where are they all? All of them thrown into the hellfire. And remember, nobody bothers about them. Although in their time they might have been a great leader for their own people, but because of this crime of kufr, shirk, istihza, mocking, scoffing the Muslims and making a mockery of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Almighty Allah dispatches them to Jahannam. Now it is the day of justice. So Almighty Allah is speaking about what will happen on that day. Call. If you look at the script and the writing there, you will see qala is written different there. Because you can read it qala or you can read it qul. So whenever qala is written like that, remember both ways you can read qala. He, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said. He didn't say on his own, Almighty Allah sent revelation, wahi. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak of his own desires. It is but revelation and wahi that is sent to the Master Habib Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How long did you stay here on this earth? How many years? So that is the question. قَالَ, he said, قُلْ, you ask them, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How many years have you stayed here on this earth? قَالُوا. So we read قَالَ, but if you read the other qirat, other variant qirat, different qirat, it will be قُلْ. They, the people, will respond and say, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِينَ. The people on the day of justice, the day of resurrection, will say, we stayed in this world one day or a portion of a day. First, Alil Adin, ask the counters, ask these people who are doing the computing and the counting and the reckoning. So ask them, they have the exact figure. So imagine a person spends 40, 50, 80, 100 years, but that day they will answer it was one day or a portion of a day. And Almighty Allah mentions this in various places in the Noble Quran, that people will say, we only spend one morning or one evening, yea, in this world. And كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ دُحَاهَا. They were saying it was one evening ashiya, oh duhaha, that one morning they spent in the ending of Surah Wan-Nazi'ati, Surah chapter 81, Almighty Allah mentions. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, 950 years he lived, he was asked, now in the year after, that how long you lived, and it seems like, he say, it looks like, and seems like, I walked in from one door, and I exited from the other door. So dear listener, that life is very, very short. We need to take stock of ourselves. We do need to do some introspection. What have we done? What have I done for my year after? Am I ready to meet my Creator, Almighty Allah? Am I prepared to meet my Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That are the questions we need to ask. Call. So it will be said to them, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, the Malaika will say, إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Indeed, you have stayed on this earth but a short period. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Only if you knew. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, and that is أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ السِّتِينَ وَسَبْعِينَ. The average age of my ummah is between 60 and 70. وَأَقَلُّهُمْ مَنْ يُجَاوِذُ ذَلِكَ. Very few people will exceed the 70. Today, somebody tells us their father, mother, grandparents are 9,500 years old. Even we are amazed and astonished, because we know how people just pass away in the prime of their life. So these are the lessons we should be learning. Make time for Allah. Allah will protect us. Allah will give us the success in this world, prosperity in the year after. And make no time. Almighty Allah will humiliate us in this world, and a worse humiliation, disgrace in the year after. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala keep us on the truth. And love with iman and die with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.